I'm in no comparison to him. Praise God. That makes me see the amazing grace all the more. See, listen, let me tell you something. A true Christian is thankful when they look at Jesus and look at their own sinful self.
Welcome to A Word from God with your host and teacher, James Lindley.
The title of this episode is Amazing Grace and was recorded live at the A Word from God Bible Church in Springfield, Missouri.
Hi, this is Misha Pelkey, and before we get started, I want to remind you that James loves hearing from his listeners. Drop him a line via email at james@awordfromgod.net. That email again is james@awordfromgod.net. Or write to James Lindley Ministries, P.O. Box 8082, Springfield, Missouri, 65801. That address again is James Lindley Ministries, P.O. Box 8082, Springfield, Missouri, 65801. Now here's your host and teacher, James Lindley.
This sermon is called Amazing Grace. Amazing Grace. Our key verse is going to be in John 14, verse 6. Again, I'm reading out of the NIV 1984 edition. Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Why is this so important to us? Who does that make Jesus out to be? Praise God. It makes him out to be the most important person in your entire life. Now, God taught me a lesson this week. I ministered to quite a few people this week who have been attacked by other people, who have been condemned by other people. I myself have suffered attacks and condemnation through the mouths and actions of other people. And I learned something by ministering to those people and experiencing the persecution of others. That's right, your pastor gets persecuted. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Means I'm on the right track. If the devil's leaving you alone, you got a problem. Amen. But listen, this sermon was already prepared because my God is never caught off guard. See, sometimes God will bring these storms into your life to teach you a lesson about how important his son is. You see, it was easier to minister to the people who were being persecuted, who were being slandered, who were being condemned, amen, than it was for me to receive persecution and condemnation, amen. But all the while, as the cursing flew out of this person's mouth, I said to myself, "Lord, you're the only one that I need to please. Thank you, Jesus. This person said horrible things about me, amen." And what a coincidence that it fits with Amazing Grace. They may have cursed me, but I did not curse them. Amen. I stood my ground with Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I know who I am in Christ, and I was tested. And thank Jesus, I passed the test. Amen. And God said, "You don't have to worry about the opinions of man. You have to worry about the opinion of your God, and your God loves you and cares for you and accepts you just as you are. Even if everybody in the world was to reject you, I would always receive you through Amazing Grace. You don't have to prove yourself to me. You don't have to pull tricks off to please me. For by grace you are saved and not by works, lest any man boast." Amen. So I'm not up here to boast about myself. I'm up here to boast about the amazing grace that I get through Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior of my life. And I hope of yours too. Praise God. For only you know whether or not you are saved, right? Because it's your relationship with God. Amen. Through grace, not through what other people say, not how other people condemn you. Close those ears to those people. They ain't got nothing to say that my God hasn't already rebuked in his word. Because my God knows his thoughts towards me. They're of good, not of harm. Amen. They're of amazing grace. Praise God. So number one, Jesus is the way, not the people that are slandering you, not the people that are putting you down or holding you back or hurting you. They're not the way. So why are you still hanging around those people? Praise God. Jesus says, "I am the way. I am the way." Stop trying to impress everybody else. Because I'm telling you right now, I am ready and willing to surrender everything in my life that hurt, that hinders me from coming to Jesus Christ. I will forfeit everything that is worldly before I will lose my Jesus. No one's going to talk me out of my Jesus. No one's going to curse me out of my Jesus. Praise God. I got amazing grace. You can't bring me down because I'm on my way up. Praise God. Woo. I told you, God will teach you a lesson if you listen to him in the storms. The storm doesn't get in me because it has to go past my Jesus. I am the way. Jesus is the only way. That doesn't mean that religion is the way. Religion ain't the way. Religion is an outward appearance of how you should act and behave. A relationship with Jesus changes you from the inside out. Amen. When you get Jesus in, all the bad goes out. Praise God. I am the way. There is no other way than Jesus. You can't be good enough to get to God. You can't speak kindly enough to get to God. I am the way, the only way. Praise God. Many religions claim to lead to God, but only Jesus gets us to him. Buddha don't get you to God. Muhammad don't get you to God. Praise the Lord. Jesus gets you there. Our good deeds, our self-righteousness, even our wealth, talents, prestige, they can't do that. I don't care how popular you think you are. I don't care how well you speak. I don't care how prestigious you are. You are not impressing God unless you got Jesus Christ. And you receive Jesus Christ through what? Amazing grace. It's amazing because you don't deserve it. I don't deserve it. We don't deserve it. That's amazing to me. That's amazing to me that God sent his only one begotten son to die for me. That boggles my mind that God would surrender something so beautiful, so wonderful, so loving, so caring, so awesome to save a wretch like me. Praise God. This is not a religion. This is a relationship. Jesus is the way because he alone is sinless and takes the punishment for our sins. He paid the price to God for our trespasses, not his. Our trespasses. That means mine. That means all of yours. Amen. Praise God. Only through Jesus can we enter into the presence of God. You can't come to God and say, I'm going to be a good person today. Let me talk to you. Praise God. That doesn't impress him. His son impresses him. His son did it for you. So when somebody calls you a failure, you say, that's okay. Jesus says it's done. It is finished. Praise God. So maybe I failed, but he didn't. I know who got the victory. That's Jesus. Amen? So listen, when people are looking at you, they should be seeing Jesus Christ. And if they're seeing Jesus Christ and they're still attacking you, they're attacking him first. Because you got the presence of God in you. And the people who don't have the presence of God are going to attack you because they don't see what you got. Because they don't know how to get what you got. Because they haven't surrendered to get what you have. They want to live their life any way they want to and then tell you how to do it too. Only through our God do we get amazing grace. Some other religions may teach something about God, right? You might learn something about God, but only Jesus can lead us to know God personally. See, I can tell you all about Deacon Wilson. I can tell you all about my friend Rick. I can tell you all about my worship leader Joe. I've spent time with these people. I know about them, and I do know them personally. But if you don't spend personal time with these individuals, I can only tell you about them. You have to work your relationship out with God through Jesus Christ, the personal relationship that he is reaching out to give you through his son, Jesus. Many times people come to me and they say, I don't understand, Pastor, why I'm failing at the Christian walk. And I tell them, because you're doing the walk. You need to let Jesus carry you. You need to let amazing grace carry you through. Don't you understand that you're around people your whole entire life that are going to attack you, condemn you, hurt you, curse you, talk bad about you at every chance that they get? It's never going to go away. Praise God. The problem ain't with you. The problem is with the person that it's coming out of the mouth from. Thank you, Jesus. So you got to have that amazing grace to know who you are in Christ Jesus. Jesus shows us the way. He is the doorway that leads to eternal life. So stop trying to do it on your own. Praise God. Number two, Jesus is the truth. And the truth, you've heard it. The truth will set you free. I'm free in Jesus. I know what the truth is. The truth is that God gave his one and only begotten son to save me. You don't have to tell me how bad I am. I look at Jesus and see how good he is. I'm in no comparison to him. Praise God. That makes me see the amazing grace all the more. See, listen, let me tell you something. A true Christian is thankful when they look at Jesus and look at their own sinful self. A true Christian looks at Jesus and weeps because he knows what a precious gift God has surrendered over for the likes of themselves. Because they see it with the spiritual eyes that God has given them. He's opened up their heart to see it. If you don't see a remorseful Christian, you don't see a Christian. If you don't see a thankful Christian, you don't see a Christian. Because I tell you what, I am thankful for what God has done to me. He has saved me. He has changed me. Praise God. He's the truth. I know the truth so the devil can keep his lies to himself. The truth can never be changed. This is the definition of truth. It's fact. It is what it is. People like to distort the truth. Amen. They like to tell you one thing and do another. Amen. But only Jesus Christ is a constant. Amen. To know Jesus is to know the truth. God is the same today as he was yesterday. Amen. The truth does not change. Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. So listen, somebody can't come up to you and say, well, this is what God wants you to do. And it don't line up with the truth of the Bible. This doesn't change. You get this in your heart and people can't tell you lies about yourself. Somebody comes up to you and says, you're worthless. You say, well, you know what God says? I'm the apple of his eye. Praise God. Nobody cares about you. Well, that's not true. Because God loved me so much, he gave his one and only begotten son for me. Well, God's deserted you. No, that's not true either. God will never leave nor forsake me. People try to lie to you, try to cut you down, try to destroy you, try to condemn you. So those words go over and over in your head. And the people you think that you can count on to stand up and be there for you, they're not. Only Jesus. He's there. He'll rescue you. Just lay it on him. He loves you unconditionally with amazing grace. Thank you, Jesus. Many people claim they know the truth, but they base this assumption upon the belief that reality is what you perceive it to be. And it is not. It is not. Just because you think something, just because you believe something, doesn't make it real. Our belief in God doesn't make him real. He was real before he created us. So you might believe that there's no hell. You might believe that there's no God. Well, when you die, or when he comes back, whichever comes first, you're going to find out for sure. Amen? Then you could tell it to him. Praise God. But we live in a world now where people say, well, I don't believe it, so, you know, that's not my reality. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. Praise God. Jesus is the truth because we can depend on him. See, Jesus isn't going to fail you. If Jesus gives you a promise, you could take it to the bank. If Jesus tells you something in his word, you could collect on it through faith. His vouchers never run out. Everything he says is true. Jesus ain't lying to you. He ain't got a purpose to lie to you. He wants to save you, not to harm you. Why would he be lying to you? Why would God fill this book full of promises that most Christians don't even read about and don't even claim? Amen. He is the truth. He is the true way to reach God, the Father. He is trustworthy. In him, there is no falsehood. Nothing wrong with Jesus. Listen, we are so messed up in our own lives, in our own minds, in our own sin, that we think God's messed up too. It's true. It's true. We look at God like he's one of us. Is that why he sits in heaven and rules? No. It's because he is trustworthy. He is Almighty God. Just because we're messed up doesn't mean the Creator's messed up. Amen? Some of us have wayward children. Amen? We have children that don't obey. We like them to obey. But does that make us horrible parents? I'm not excusing horrible parents. But I'm just saying that sometimes we have children that don't always listen to us. We want them to. We desire them to. We try to instruct them to. But they don't hear us. Now, I'm talking about trying parents. I'm talking about parents that actually work with their children and do something for their children, who live their life to make their children prosperous. But you can't always please everybody, right? You could do your best, and circumstances can hinder you. But see, we serve a God that is trustworthy in all circumstances, that gives us amazing grace. Jesus is the life. Jesus is the life. Pastor, what are you talking about? He's the life. For the sinner, life is having a good time. Life is enjoying the here and the now. What can I do to satisfy my flesh right now? This is the high life. That's not the life. That's not the life. Jesus has come to give you life, and that much more abundantly. Listen, God's not going to take away all your problems. He's not going to take away all the thorns in your side, but he can take away stuff inside of you, junk that's inside of you that causes you to react to those people and things that want to harm you. He gives you an inner strength. He gives you an inner amazing grace that allows you to stand in the storm and stand firm and get up on Sunday morning and preach it like it is. Praise God. The devil tried to shut me up this week, but I'm not letting him shut me up. The more he attacks me, the louder I'm going to get praising God. Stick that in your pitchfork, devil. I'm going to make the devil even madder today. Praise God. It is only through Jesus that we truly live, both here and now and eternally. Listen to me. If you think that this is your life, that this is all there is for the rest of eternity, you got it wrong. There's a better day coming. There's a better day coming because God has got a plan. And when God comes to implement that plan, he is going to collect the people who want to work that plan for all of eternity. He's not looking for slackers. He's not looking for lazy people. He's not looking for unfaithful people. Praise God. He's looking for people that want to work the kingdom now so that they can work it eternally forever. Because if you're lazy now with something, how are you going to keep it up forever? But don't worry, he's going to give you an everlasting body, a glorified body to keep up with the pace. Praise God. A body that never gets sick. A body that never gets tired. A body that never gets worn out. A body that never gets hurt. A body that can do supernatural things the way Jesus did when he resurrected. Amen? You won't be a ghost. You won't be a phantom floating around. You will have a physical body. God said, I'm going to give you life. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. John 10:10, speaking of the devil, here he comes. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. That's the devil. He's the thief. He wants to rob you of your joy. He wants to rob you of your happiness. He wants to rob you of your relationships. He wants to rob you of your family, your money, anything that he could take from you. He wants to take it, unless it's bad stuff. Oh, he'll give you the bad stuff. He'll just leave that with you because that bad stuff's going to destroy you. That bad stuff's going to destroy you. I was told by the devil through the mouth of somebody last night that my congregation hates me, that not one of you care about me. Praise God. And I can stand boldly up here and repeat that to you. I won't say who it was, but I will tell you this. Even if you did, and I know you don't, I know you don't. But even if I was hated by everybody, amazing grace is in me that I still love all of you. I love all of you. That's why I'm up here. That's why I preach this. Praise God. I do this because there's a better day coming. Because I don't want you all to be left out of it. And I don't want the people that you know left out of it. I want you guys to walk out of here filled with the amazing grace of God and spread it to other people and say, you know what Pastor told me? That Jesus saves you from the pits of hell, that there's a better day coming than this life, and bring other people into the kingdom. Because I got the grace of God in me. I got the love of God in me that I can extend it to the people who hate me, who don't want anything to do with me. Praise God. I'm still going to preach it. Jesus says, I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. Don't you want a full life? Or do you want to just fool around with life? Do you just want to keep tinkering with it and planting weeds all over the place and watch them spring up? No. You don't want that. You want the full life that Jesus has promised. Does that mean you get the new car you've always wanted? The new house? The better job? No, that ain't why Jesus came. Jesus came to change you, not your circumstances. And once you get changed, your circumstances are a side effect of that. If you want something to change in your life, you got to start with the man in the mirror. Seriously. You got to look in that mirror and say, God, change me. Change me. Change me, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Only Jesus can fill our lives with contentment because he gives us eternal life with the Father. Listen, on my worst day, I know that there's a better day coming. And I'm content because I know that God has got something better for me. Amen. Even if I live to be 150 years old, I know that one day I'm going to die if Jesus don't come back first. What hope is there in that? If Jesus didn't resurrect from the dead, we have no hope. If we don't believe that, but Christians do believe that. And we know that because we see the evidence of God working in our lives. People should look at your life and say, wow, they must be filled with the love and life that Jesus brings because nothing can get past them. You know what God said? He said, if God be for you, what can man do to you? Don't you understand that your enemies will fall by the wayside? Oh, they'll try to say nasty, mean, vile things to you. They'll try to curse you. They'll try to slander you. They'll try to bring you down. But they're not hurting me. They're not hurting you. They're hurting themselves. And they're grieving God. They need to pray that the grief of God doesn't turn into the anger of God. Praise God. I've suffered the anger of God. I think each and every one of us, if we've lived long enough, have suffered the anger of God. And when he gets a hold of you, he knows exactly where to get you to straighten you out. And if you don't straighten out, he'll hold you right there. Is there something right now in your life that's holding you? Is there something right now that's got you in bondage and you can't break free of it? Maybe you ought to give Jesus a try. Maybe you ought to surrender it over to Jesus and say, God, not my will, but your will. I want you to bring life to this situation, God. You are the God of life and amazing grace. Jesus is God's grace. He's the ultimate expression of God's grace. There is no higher expression of God's grace other than Jesus Christ. No one comes to the Father except through me. That means that all of the people that are putting their faith in money, putting their faith in friends, putting their faith in a false belief, they're heading down. They're going down. There is nothing you can impress God with except Jesus Christ. No one, nobody, not one single person comes to God except through him. Praise God. There are no exceptions. Jesus is the only way to reach God the Father. That's it. There's no other way. Once you get that in your heart, once you know that in your heart, you know you're on the right track with God. You know, once you got eternal life through Jesus, everybody can desert you. Everybody can leave you. You could lose it all. But as long as you got your Jesus, you got a better day coming. Praise God. I'm not afraid to lose everything because I've already gained everything. There is no one more important to me than Jesus Christ. I will not elevate anybody above my Jesus. Nobody will stand in the way of me serving my God. Praise Lord. The Bible is full of examples of men and women that had to do great sacrifices with the things and people in their lives to continue on the work of God because we are doing this for the sake of eternity. This is not a game. There are people that are dying as I preach this today who have heard the gospel and have rejected it, and they're going to hell. They're going to be separated from God for all of eternity, whether you, me, or anyone else, including them, believes that. When you reject somebody, they step away from you. Amen? Am I right? Somebody rejects you, what do? Stay away from them, don't you? Well, what do you think God does? He made you in his image. If you reject God and you die, he's going to stay away from you. Well, God is the God of the living. So if God is not in your presence, what does that make you? It doesn't make you alive. Praise God. You have no forgiveness for your sins. And God is a just God. The Bible says that every person is going to stand at the judgment seat of God. Every person, even saints. But the good news is we got a lawyer on our side. The saints have a lawyer. Jesus Christ is going to step up and say, Father, I'd like to read their pardon for you. Oh, where's it at? Me? Oh, pass. Next. And the person who stands in front of God without Jesus in front of them, God's going to see them instead of his son. You see, when you're at the judgment seat and you're a Christian, Jesus steps in front of you and all God can see is his son. Well, I don't see no sin here. I'm looking, but all I see is my son. And Jesus is sitting here with his hands out, blocking the way to God to see, covering your sins with the blood dripping all over you. And God can't see your sins anymore. But the sinner who did not repent, the sinner who did not accept Jesus Christ, walks in that judgment room. And Jesus can't be found. Because it says that if you reject me before men, I will reject you in front of my Father and his holy angels. There's going to be no advocate for you. There's going to be no lawyer for you. There's going to be no arguing for you if you don't believe in Jesus. If you don't accept the amazing grace that God is extending to us today. Amen. Many other religions place the burden of reaching God on people. Only Christianity offers grace. Listen, I don't do good deeds for the sake of salvation. I do good deeds because it's a byproduct of my salvation. Do you understand what I'm saying? My good deeds come from my salvation, not for my salvation. I had to be saved first. Then I started doing my good works. Praise God. Then God said, you are saved and you are cleansed and you are free and you are going to live eternally with me in my house where there are many rooms. And I said, thank you, Jesus. What can I do to pay you back for this? Well, there's nothing you can do and you don't have to pay me back. But I'm so thankful. I'm so happy for what you've done. I want to go to work for you. And God said, good. I need some more workers. Let me show you what you can do. Learn about me. Learn about me. Pick up your Bible and read about me and get to know me and spend time with me. Pray to me. Talk to me. But most importantly, when you're praying to me, I want you to stop for a moment. Open up your spiritual ears and listen to me. Hear me and then obey me. Obey me. If anybody has any question about what this church is about, it's about a relationship with Jesus Christ. I got a passion burning inside of me. Y'all heard about the movie The Passion? Jesus had a passion inside of him that he died for the sake of the world. I do this because I have a passion that I want to help you reach God, but I can't do it for you. I can't do it for you. You got to reach out and do that for yourselves. You got to reach out. The burden is not on you. All you got to do is accept Jesus Christ. Praise God. Isaiah 64:6 says, all of us have become like one who is unclean. And all our righteous acts are like filthy rags. We all shrivel up like a leaf. And like the wind, our sins sweep us away. Do you know that your sins can sweep you away? Do you know that you can get caught up in something that's no good for you? And before you know it, it's too late. Oh, I did some ministering over the week and I talked to somebody who was mixed up in a sin. And that person isn't here today. I invited him over and over again. What must I do to defeat this sin? I said, I don't know what you got to do, but I know where you got to start. You got to start with Jesus. Well, how do I do that? Well, where has he placed you in your life? They looked around and they said, this place. No, he's placed you with a pastor that loves and cares for you. He's placed you in a church that loves and cares for you. Come to that church. Involve yourself in that church. Work at that church. Work at learning Jesus and knowing Jesus. They're not here today. They're not here. Their sins have swept them away. Pastor, I think it's too late for me. It was easy getting into this sin, but I can't get out of it. You can't get out if you don't believe the way out. This person knows a lot about the Bible, but they don't know the one who wrote it. You got to have that personal relationship. You got to have that personal relationship. There's people in my life who I know I can joke with, right? You know some people in your life that you can kid around with. And then there's some people you better not kid around with them, huh? Right? Because you know them. You know what they like and you know what they don't like. But what if you knew someone didn't like you messing around with them and you did it anyways? Do you think that you would have a rock solid relationship with that person still? If you did things they did not like and you knew better? They might excuse it the first time. Well, you don't know me well enough, but I don't like people joking around with me like that. And they might let you slide. Praise God. That's called mercy. God has a lot of mercy. He lets people slide, don't he? You know it. You see people every day. Man, why isn't God getting them? That's mercy. That's mercy. But then there comes a time when you keep doing it over and over and over and it sweeps you away. Before you know it. And I was telling this to a young man yesterday. It's like being in a rowboat. You just sit on the water. And if you close your eyes long enough and then look around, you'll see that you've drifted further away from the shore. Amen? And if you keep drifting in that boat, you may not even feel the water pulling you away. You might look up one day and you can't see the shore. And even then, you still might know, well, I came from that direction. But you stay long enough drifting in sin. And like being in that boat, you're going to look up and say, I don't even know which direction the shore's at anymore. Which way do I go? Which way do I turn? Your sin has swept you away. You can't even see Jesus when he brings a pastor to your house, prays for you, and tells you where to go. Praise God. That's how lost this person is. God brought a pastor to their home, prayed with this person, showed them the direction to go in, and they still aren't here. Do you want to be that lost? And here's the sad part. This person goes on to tell me, I remember when I used to go to church. I remember how filled with joy I was. Their joy is but a memory. Their sin has locked them down. That the only thing they got left to hang on to is the joy they used to have when they used to go to church. What a sad, sad existence. I remember when. And I know what I got to do. And I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. They're just going to keep on drifting out into that ocean. Praise God. Your best efforts will not get you into God's grace. My best efforts won't do it either. I just can't do enough to get the amazing grace that God has already supplied through Jesus Christ. Only through Jesus can we have the life God wants us to have. Praise God. Now, you may have an idea of the life you want to have, and it may not line up with the life that God has for you. But whatever the life that God truly has for you, it's going to be a better life than what you're existing or what you're living right now is. Praise God. I'm telling you, God can take things away from you from the inside out. From the inside out. You will no longer be codependent upon people. You will no longer need somebody by your side to feel like you're not alone because you know that Jesus is on the inside. Nobody can threaten you and say, I'm going to take your things away from you because you've already given everything to Jesus. What can they take when you've already surrendered everything? Amen? You got nothing to lose when you gave it all to Jesus. And believe me, when you give everything to Jesus, he knows how to keep it safe. He knows how to keep it safe a lot better than you and I do. Amen? Jesus is waiting right now to bring someone to God the Father. It could be somebody in here. You could be a person that's gone to church your whole life. You could be a person that thinks you know a lot about God. But you could also be a person who's sitting in the pews right now who's never experienced a life-changing relationship with God through his son, Jesus Christ. The relationship that says, I have surrendered. I have given everything up to God, and I'm willing to die for him if necessary. I'm ready as a trooper on the battlefield to stand up for what I need to do for God, knowing that this life is now forfeit, that it was bought with the price of the precious blood of Jesus Christ. You're not your own. So why are you trying to hang on to yourself? If God bought you with a price, he now owns you. And now he can tell you what to do with your life. And believe me, he's got better plans for you than you do. Jeremiah 29:11 says, I know my plans for you. They're of good, not of evil. They're of hope. Praise God. He wants to give you a hope in your future.
This is Misha again to remind you that James loves hearing from his listeners. You can contact him via email at james@awordfromgod.net. Again, that's james@awordfromgod.net. Or write to James Lindley Ministries, P.O. Box 8082, Springfield, Missouri 65801. And be sure to visit us online at www.awordfromgod.net. I'm Misha Pelkey for A Word from God.
And I'm James Lindley, and I want to thank you for listening. And I pray that God will bless you immensely from this message.